Hey, it's Seaver here, about to get going with another rock star interview. Today I'm going to spend 10 minutes or so with Eric Bloom of Blue Oyster Cult, and we're going to talk about a brand new BOC album, their first in almost 20 years.
All right, Eric, we are over in Chicago with Steve. Steve, take it away.
All right, thank you very much. Eric.
Hey,
hi,
Steve.
Hey, Eric, it's nice to have you with us. Eric Bloom, a longtime member of Blue Oyster Cult. Now, the reason, Eric, that you are with us today is Blue Oyster Cult, it's very exciting. You're out with a brand new album, your first studio album in 19 years. It is called The Symbol Remains. You put a symbol on all of your albums. It's kind of like a cross and a hook, and Prince came up with the idea of being a symbol. You feel like he stole that from you?
You know, I don't know if we were the first, but, you know, we can't take credit for everything.
We're old,
but we're not that old.
Are you going to take credit for the umlaut, at least, for God's sakes?
I think we take credit for that.
Okay.
And by the way, condolences on the White Sox.
Yeah, Sox lost. Cubs lost, too. At least the Sox got one game. But I want to talk about the new album. It is great. I've heard four of the songs that are on it. Big guitars, melodic, it's heavy. Tell us about the album and how you managed to put it all together amid the pandemic.
That's a good question. We actually started recording before the pandemic, in the late fall, early winter. And did all the basic tracks, all the drums and bass were mostly done. And then when it came time to head on the vocals and the guitars and keyboards, background harmonies, things like that, because I think most people know those things get layered on later.
Right.
We were going to do that in February. It was pandemic time. So we started doing that in lockdown conditions. Everyone started recording from home. And as an example, we have a guy in our band, Richie Castellano, who's engineering credentials. So we got him a beefier computer than the one he had. And I have a vocal booth in my home. So I was singing my vocals in my house with Richie on my screen on my laptop, and he would engineer my session from his house to my house. Then when the session was over, I would upload my vocal file to his computer in New York, and then everyone did it that way. And after a couple of months, all the sessions were over. Then all the files got uploaded to Tom Lord-Alge, who was mixing the album. His studio was in Miami. And then those files were sent back to us when the mixing was done.
Yeah.
And that's the way the record was made, kind of a high-tech situation.
Well, good thing you had Richie at your disposal with all those extra skills other than just, you know, playing the guitar. Not that that's nothing, but he's got a skill set that you guys took much advantage of. Now, I want to talk about that a little bit.
Well, I like to say Richie was sort of the secret sauce on this record.
Yeah.
He really is a hell of a young man, and sings three tracks. So a lot of the people who know Blue Oyster Cult, this current version, know Richie's been in the band 14 years.
Right.
We finally got to record him, and he's singing. He's doing a lot of writing, has some engineering and mixing and everything else. He's doing a lot of great things on this time for us.
Now, one of the new songs is called That Was Me, and the other one that Richie helped write that I've heard so far anyway is called Tainted Blood. Now, he sings that one, Tainted Blood, and I love it, man. It's like a vampire big guitar ballad. What movie footage is that that you're using in the video?
It's some old Italian, movie. I think it's about the 30, 40-year-old black and white vampire movie.
You got to see it. And then you sing on That Was Me, which is the rocker that I've heard. And in that video, the More Cowbell cameo appearance by Albert. That's pretty cool. That's pretty funny. Laugh out loud funny.
Yeah, and Albert is also singing background in that song. We asked him to come in and sing on that. So it was... It was great to have him.
It's good to see him back and mixing it up with you guys a little bit. And then there's the other one that Buck sings called Box in My Head, Buck Dharma, with, I don't know, man, I consider that one kind of like, I mean, it's like a pop smash. Great song. It's, I don't know if you know the band The Records, but it made me think of that band, and I love it a lot. Your first three songs on that album, all sung by different guys. That's a testament to you guys.
Well, that was the idea to sort of give everybody a sample.
Yeah.
And the next video will be The Alchemist, which is going to be, everybody will hear everything really soon.
Right.
And we're just a few days away from the release on the 9th.
Well, I've checked out The Alchemist as audio. It's just deep. It's dark. It's just almost perfect for a Halloween mixtape. Congratulations on the new album. It's called The Symbol Remains. It will be on the streets on October 9th. You can hear the first three, maybe four songs on YouTube. At least check out some of it anyway. Now, other than the fact...
I believe The Alchemist video will be released the night before the album.
Okay, so it's coming out real, real soon. Eric Bloom of Blue Oyster Cult. I want to get to the fan base that is just amazing for you guys. Other than the fact that the fans of your band, Blue Oyster Cult, have great taste, what do you feel like the reason fans of Blue Oyster Cult are so devoted?
Well, from my perspective, difficult. But,
right.
We've always been a little offbeat, and I think people appreciate that. And people who maybe don't care for mainstream music just seem to find us.
It's a very intangible thing, yeah.
Yeah, I think we've always been kind of a fun band to get into, and it's kind of interesting. You look at those, when you do sort of a deep dive on the internet, you find these tapes of 20-year-olds listening to Black Sabbath, who never heard of them.
Right.
There's lots of these little videos you can find on YouTube. And I saw one the other day of a black gentleman listening to Dominance and Submission for the first time. And, it just blows his mind to hear Blue Oyster Cult for the first time.
My wife and I love to watch those videos where people are watching, and then we get their reaction of watching other videos. It's real fun to do, and the kids listening to bands like Blue Oyster Cult, it's all over the place. Now, I want to ask you something about how I've been listening to music. Of course, one of my favorite things is Record Store Day. I love to go out, and I love to buy vinyl. But for convenience, I'm using a streaming service. And that's how I've been listening to the first three songs that you guys have out on my Apple Music. How do you feel about streaming services? Do you feel like you're getting your share of royalties from them?
Well, that's a longer story than we have time. But for myself, I'm old-fashioned. I want to put the needle in the groove.
Indeed.
It's streaming is really the main thing these days, and I understand it. Some people don't want to buy the whole album, and you want just one track or two tracks, but our hardcore fans, because I'm on Facebook and I read what all the hardcore fans say, they've already ordered it, and maybe they've ordered it in every permutation, and they want the special color edition or every color edition. And this is we have 14 tracks, and it's double vinyl, and there's special colors, and our hardcore fans are buying everything. So fine with that.
I got to tell you, it's good. The new album, The Symbol Remains by Blue Oyster Cult. Guitar rock is not going anywhere. Eric Bloom, you've made 2020 a lot easier to swallow. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And, we love your town. We did a live DVD at the Navy Pier, and we hope to come back as soon as we can.
Chicago loves you. Chicago loves Blue Oyster Cult. Eric, have a great one. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.